As summer days grow shorter, commentator and naturalist Julie Zickafoos develops yearnings for unusual and impractical pets. Accustomed to observing birds and animals closely, she's finally figured out what these yearnings mean.
Here's what I want. Chickens. I've always wanted chickens. Scratching around the yard, eating ticks, and looking rustic. When I was a freshman in college, I raised a lovely leghorn chick, one I'd kidnapped from a lab where it was about to undergo experiments on its eyes. Newly hatched, it imprinted on me as its mother and followed me wherever I went, a chicken in Harvard Yard. Thinking back on it, I believe that I, with my overalls, roller skates, and chicken, was admitted to that institution for comic relief. The cicadas have started their lazy drawl, and I'm bracing for the Washington County Fair. That's where chicken fever really took hold last year. I stared at the show bantams in their tiny cages like a car fanatic at an auto show, taking in every detail. The silver Seabright laid me low. Every chrome-white feather was rimmed in black, creating a lacy pattern over its body, flowing over and defining its compact curves. Rhapsody. Most people, I suspect, want chickens for one of two things, meat or eggs. I don't think the first option applies. I know that sounds silly to anyone who's been raised on a farm, but I'm after their aesthetics, not their drumsticks. Thanks to Dr. Atkins, though, I'd take their eggs. Eggs. South American Araucanas lay glossy eggs in shivery shades of seafoam and jade. Martha Stewart claims her interior decorating colors were inspired by her Araucana flock's eggs. I believe it. Signs began to appear to me, signs that told me it was time to build the coop. I opened my USA Today only to find an article crowing, "City Slickers Click with Backyard Cluckers." Definitely a sign. There's a book at my bedside called Extraordinary Chickens. Porno for chicken fanatics. I know why I want chickens. I figured it out on my son Liam's second day of preschool. My husband Bill drove away with both kids for once, in the car and school-bound, and I was alone with the silence of a house, all to myself. It was heaven, but it was too quiet. Suddenly, I needed something else to care for. My orchids and fish and macaw and gardens, greenhouse and husband, and momentarily absent kids just weren't enough. I'm waiting for the fever to pass. 2 years ago, when my daughter Phoebe started first grade, I suddenly wanted a retired racing greyhound. Now, a racing greyhound on our rural property makes about as much sense as a pet giraffe. Fur-bearing mammals waltz through our front yard like they own the place, and a greyhound would leave a dog-shaped hole in the front screen door, lighting out after them and never be seen again. If I could ever catch it, I'd be reduced to walking the fool thing on a lead when we've got 80 acres for any dog with a crumb of sense to wander at will. But it had to be a racing greyhound or nothing. And now, it's chickens. I've always wanted chickens.
Artist and natural history writer Julie Zickafoos lives in Whipple, Ohio. She's a contributing editor to Bird Watchers Digest.